Father, we thank you and just give you all the praise in the name of Jesus. And again, thanking you for the grace and mercy that meets us here this morning. Lord God, thank you that you've drawn us, Lord, from every walk of life, from every kindred, tongue, and nation. Yes, your word is faithful and true. God, thank you for the beauty of your vessels, Lord Jesus. And the beauty is the treasure in them. God, thank you again for that wonderful blood that sister sang about. Lord, let us just rejoice, rejoice, and always rejoice in that freely shed blood of the Lamb. God, we know that it's all the power that is there, the grace that freely flows to us today. And Lord, God, enlighten the eyes of our understanding this morning. And Lord, the enlightenment is truly to see how much Jesus loves us. God, that truly we just come and we come boldly to the throne of grace this morning, Lord God, knowing that our hands are emptied and opened and God, you're ready to fill them full, Lord. Oh, of the treasure that you have, the treasure that's in your Son. God, wake us up to this time that this life is but a vapor. God, help us not to be entangled with the affairs of this life. But God, start living as the sons of God and looking up, Lord God, and encouraging us by your grace to be looking for you and to love your appearing. And God, thank you that you're here today. Yes, in the name of Jesus, you're here. But as well, too, thank you, God, that you're here in your vessels this morning. Help us to be a people that so love the Philadelphia love, God. Help each and every one of us, Lord. How can we say we love you and we don't love our brother whom we see? God, help us. Lord, it's got to be the perfect love. Lord, if we're really running to win your best, it's going to be all by love. Thank you for the brethren here today. Thank you for every life here this morning. Help us to just get in tune with your beautiful Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, God. May all marvel and praise and grace and glory be to him and him alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going to Psalms chapter 47. And we'll read from the 9th verse. That's again Psalm 47, verse 9. And it says there, the princes of the people are gathered together, the people of God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth unto God, he is greatly exalted. I tell you what, you got to really look at that again. And them italicized words that they added in there don't help. It's the princes of the people are gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth unto God, he is greatly exalted. Now that's some great stuff. And I'll tell you, the Lord has had me all over this word lately. Maybe it's better to say the word all over me lately. I love that. And thanking God about reading about the gatherings that he would bring his people to. And how important the gatherings when he would assemble his people together. How each and every time there was such specific purpose. They were a special time. And I'm thankful to God. I think we're coming to the enlightenment. The understanding that, you know, he does that for us today. Every time we come into the house of the Lord, it's important. Every time, by God's grace, the mighty love that's met to us, the faith that's built in our lives as the Lord assembles. And again, you know the Word of God says he has to draw you. He has to draw you. Praise God. His grace brought you here this morning. It wasn't your goodness. It was the very grace of God. And I'm thankful how he's drawn us here. And we understand how precious a time it is when he gathers his people together. And thinking, especially if the Lord tarry for this camp that we're going to have, how precious a time and what a gathering, praise God, it will be. Now, God, if you'll study about gatherings and think about what God used them for, a lot of different things. But one common thing was he would gather them for battle. Yeah, he would. He'd bring them people together for a fight. They had a mighty time. We got an event that's going to happen. And if you notice, every time that he had the gathering for the event of a battle, it was always a battle that they could never win. They were always going to fight a foe that there was no chance. You know, it's like, Lord, could you not, you know, help me pick a fight with the, you know, the school wimp? But it's like, no, I always got the bully in mind for you, honey. I got to show myself mighty here. The bully and his friends. The bully in a city. The bully and an empire. I'm serious. This is incredible stuff. Read the word of the Lord. These aren't just stories. This is the word of the Lord. This is living. Praise God. This is our inheritance. Praise God. To be living examples and epistles read of men of the word of God. Hallelujah. This is incredible. But you see, he would always bring them into something that was way beyond them because he was going to show them that he was God. And God likes to do it that way because when you're weak, then he's strong. And a lot of times he's got to get you into the place of the no way before you'll start looking up and saying, Lord, I need you. Come on. We know these things because we know how weak we are and how much and how faithful God is. But how wonderful that he took and brought them together to, and the way he would do it a lot of times. I just love it, you know. We're going to go fight that battle, and no, you don't need your weapons or anything like that. I want you to take a bunch of pitchers, and you're going to break them. I want you to take a bunch of ram horns. I want you to blow them. You know, you brought all these men to me, but you know what? I'm glad we gathered up, but you know what? I'm only going to take 300, and we're going to take down an empire. You know it. Think about again how they were going to battle against the Philistines. And there was old big Goliath. And they had all the armies out there. And the only one that was fit to fight the giant was the little shepherd boy. Come on. Yes. Hallelujah. This is what we're talking about here. But brothers and sisters, as great as all of these events that we would read in the Old Testament about these battles and about these fights and about how the faithfulness of God was so incredible, we have an event today that they did not know about. We have an event today that God, praise his name, is gathering together a company, praise the Lord, the event of the ages. And let me tell you something, we are in the battle of battles. We are in the fight of fight. A matter of fact, it's called the good fight of faith. And it's one of the things that Paul specifically says before he's going to take flight. As he's instructing Timothy, he's going to go take that precious message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's one of the things that he says, I have fought a good fight. Come on now. Listen to this, what God is doing here. But see, brothers and sisters, this is fighting the good fight of faith. This is enduring hardness as good soldiers. This, praise God, is grace that works in our life that causes us to press on to endure for a mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. And I love how he brings that out. That this is not just some hit and miss thing. This is a mark. This is exact. We get in here and we rejoice in this, brothers and sisters. And I'm so thankful how God uses words. He didn't say it was just a calling. He didn't say, well, it's some calling. He says, this is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. As he says so clearly, as he's referring to this, as children of God, we are heirs of God. If you read in Romans 8, heirs of God. And joint heirs together with Jesus Christ, if so be that ye suffer together with me. You talk about a mark for the prize of the high calling of God in one place in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. See, there's nothing amiss about this. It's exact. It's perfect. And God has brought us here today, again, gathering us to maybe get a little bit excited for a gathering that he wants us to partake in. You know what that gathering is? It's the first trump gathering. It's an assembling, praise God, a calling, a rapture together in the air. That's what this is about. And God's saying, you know what, honeys, wake up. Wake up, there's a sleep going on. People going here and there and just it's kind of a scattered deal. Like I was telling you last week, there was a moniker on a church as you were driving in here. BYOG. Bring your own God. Yeah. That's what we come to. We're all going to get together and worship what? The word is true. And he said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. 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 All right now. See, we're in it, aren't we? Praise God. That's why it's called spiritual warfare. See, I don't have to go picking a fight. That would be stupid. God has already called me to a battle every single day. Man, when I go to bed at night, I'm still fighting. When I wake up in the morning, there it is, game on. Sometimes even at night, he's having me dream about what I'm fighting about. It's all right. Lord, take this life. Isn't this wonderful that we can be so confident, brothers and sisters? Aren't we really finding out that this world, and let me tell you something, if you know me, you know, we want these kids to get educated, if that's what the Lord has for them. Going on to college, wonderful. Encouraging them to be really all that you can be, everything that God enables you to be in this life, to magnify him. That, you know what? He didn't say not any mighty. He said not many mighty. So if he wants to make you second in charge of Egypt like Joseph, go for it. It's all right. It's good. If God has that appointed for you, take it. That's right. But magnify him in it. And how wonderful that is. But brothers and sisters, we're understanding because of God's great grace, this world, it's becoming less and less appealing all the time. It's in trouble. It's in so much trouble, it's over. It's broke. It's okay. I laugh about it because God told me it is so. They're so worried about saving the earth and saving all of these things. And if you read the word of God, he said, I'm going to make a new heaven and a new earth. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? Now, I'm not out here throwing my garbage in the street and doing all that and trying to be nasty. I'm seeking peace with man as much as lies within me. And I got my recycle thing out there. But that's not what I'm concerned about. Do you understand this? See, these are distractions that are going on in our life right now. And we're distracted by lots of different things. The big thing in this country right now is the politics thing. Get over that stuff. God will put up whom he will and down whom he will. Whoever will be my president, that's the man that God put there. And I pray for him and I thank God for him because it's the perfect one. See, your choice in your mind is not perfect. It isn't. Let God settle into the things of God and you'll grow up into him in all things. You'll understand, you know what? God doesn't even need a democracy. He doesn't. He brought up the very mighty men of God under tyrants. He brought them up in Babylon. He took them out of their families where they had all of this encouragement and the things of God. And he put them right in the heart of Babylon, right in Egypt. He said, watch, stand back. Watch what I can do with this. We're all looking for that lotus land of ease, and God is saying, honeys, it's by faith if you want my best. It's choices all the time, but let God do it. Oh, my goodness. Where's this going to go today? I don't know. But, man, I'll tell you, we're before the throne, and that's the place I want to be. But you see, that's why he tells us we need the whole armor of God. See, in that whole armor of God, you need to be preached. Come on a Wednesday night. You need to hear that word. You really do. You need sound doctrine. You need the whole counsel of God. That's the whole armor. I give you bits and pieces, but you're going to be open here or open there. You take on the whole armor of God. And let me tell you something. It's complete. There's no weapon that's been formed that can be used against me. Come on now. We know these things. Praise God. As I've told you, I remember growing up and I heard somebody said, oh, you know what? My sword ain't so sharp. No, that sword's always sharp, nut. This sword is sharper than any two-edged sword. The problem is you're wheeling around and cutting your own self up. You got to understand how to wield this thing. And that's only going to be by the Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. And that's the truth, isn't it? See the simplicity of the gospel of Christ. See how much you need him. He makes my arms like And as those steel bands, and praise God. And I'm so thankful how God said about that one brother. He said that his hand, it just melded right to the sword. That's some cool stuff. Oh, what meaning's in the Word of God. Oh, I thank him for this. But see, brothers and sisters, we're not going through a dress rehearsal. See, I was thinking about this. This isn't no scrimmage game. You know me, I like sports and that. We're in the arena. We're battling right now. You talk about so beyond a Super Bowl. This is it. We are in it. And you're in it every day. And it's attacking you from all these different places. But see, if you start thinking about all that, then you're going to panic. You're going to freak. And I'll tell you what, you're done. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And it is true, if he be for me, who could be against me? These are the promises of God, and again, they are yea and amen, and he will perfect that which concerns me. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. By God's grace, take that. Stand in it. Encourage one another in it. You don't need to argue and fuss in your home. It's just this is the way it is. This is what this home does. This is what this house of God does. Our fellowship is in the gospel of Christ. There will be little foxes that'll try to spoil the whole vine. But a little leaven, let me tell you something, it leavens the whole lump. I don't want any leaven in the lump because I know at the end of the day it's going to be spoiled. I want the whole counsel of God. I want Paul's gospel. I want the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want to be assembled. Praise God. They were calling them princes. Oh, I don't want to get ahead too much, but I'm going to tell you something. We've got even a better thing for us. Do you know the Word of God tells you that? In Hebrews 11:40, it says, a better thing for us. And you think about what he said about these are princes and that they were privileged to be these shields and how much God was using them to battle kingdoms and armies. But you know what he's called you to battle? It's not flesh and blood. It's principalities. It's against powers. It's against, listen to this, get this, man. Kids, listen to this. This is really cool. Against rulers of the darkness. This is the real stuff. This isn't that game I'm going like this, you know. No, this is the real against rulers of the darkness of this world. See, that's what this world is. And against spiritual wickedness in high places. We got to get going on this. So let's go over to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. These ones were shields, praise God, as princes. And you could see that the things that God had encouraged them, we know it was always the Lord, but see, isn't it wonderful? We're vessels. And the truest and most complete meaning of vessel is the wife that adds to the usefulness of the husband. It's adding to the usefulness of the husband. And you think of what God is doing in our lives. But in Thessalonians chapter 2, and I'll begin reading from verse 6. This is who the bride and what she has been called to shield. And now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed at this time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. See, the prince and the power of this air right now in this world that we have is Satan. And that iniquity is working. It's out. We know that. The evil of man's waxing worse and worse. But it says something here that's really so special. Only he who now litteth. And that word litteth means hindereth. So he that is hindering right now will hinder until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Yes. Now, I want to explain that to you if you don't really get that one. But this is really, it's amazing. You talk about shields. The bridal company, the ones that are loving his appearing right now, are holding back Satan's full wrath. See, Satan has not been released as a roaring lion right now. But God's love for his son's bride, I'm telling you, that love is keeping back that full wrath from coming forth right now. But you see, when she is taken, when she's out of here, that's when that tribulation starts, and that's when the devil will come forth like a roaring lion. You haven't seen nothing yet. We've seen Holocaust, we've seen all of these things, and horrible stuff. You hadn't seen nothing yet. God said it, and it is so. It's coming to pass. We have to understand these things. Man thinks they get so educated, and they get better in this and better in that. All they do is they're making more weapons that kill more people. They're getting more vile in their thoughts that they're going to hurt more people. You know these things. War is in the heart of man. And it says all men are liars. And there's only one peace and there's only one grace. And there's only one place that is. And that's in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't let them fool you. Don't get numb to these things. They will wander after this Antichrist. They will. They'll wander after him because they didn't hear the truth. They turned from it. They swerved from it. Know it. Love it. Let it just be so overflowing in your life, brothers and sisters. It's awesome. But that's what I just can't imagine, that God in his grace is using us for this. Shields, praise God, to protect. And see, I think about the shields. I'm not talking about some puny little shield. I'm talking about those big honking things that they used to put in the ground and go boom, you know. You ever seen that in them shows and movies and all that? And they'd put it in there and just, I'll tell you what, that enemy wouldn't get in that way. It was done. They were keeping what they had. It was not going to be taken over. And I think about how true that is for us, brothers and sisters. It's ours. It's just as God has done for us. We stand in defense of what he has already given us. I'm talking about standing, praise God, in that in Christ. Do you know this? Do you really believe that? It says that I am blessed. You are blessed. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Listen to that. That's everything. When that Christ life came to live in you, his very life, you have it all. There's nothing lacking. It's all there. As we even said earlier, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Brothers and sisters, you have that message. If you've been here, praise God, by the power of his might, giving you that crowning message. Hold it fast. Cherish it. It's a wedding ring. Praise God. Engagement. Hallelujah. I didn't give it to my wife for her to go set on a shelf. Well, I'm a little shy of this thing, so I'm going to put it away and nobody will know. Well, that ain't the girl I want to marry. I want her holding it out here. I'm taken. Amen. See, that's what it is. I'm taken. I'm taken away. Praise God. And it's not because of anything of me. It's all of him. I realize I am my beloved's. And his desire is toward me. That's what I rejoice in every day, is how much he loves me. Man, if it was all contingent upon how much I love him, we'd be up like this, you know? But this is about the Lord, and he's always just beyond, and this is how he does it, and this is how wonderful it is. Brothers and sisters, Galatians 4:1 even tells us, as children of the King, we are born Lord of all. Lord of all. It's all there. Every bit is ours. Praise God. We just stand in defense of what it's already been given. It's already been given. We grow up into it in all things. As Brother Hill would remind us week after week after week. This is our birthright. Amen. The word of God is our inheritance. It's yours. It's all yours. But as he would say, aristocracy of the universe of the ages to come. You'll never live it till you know it and believe it. And when that comes into your life, it changes you. It does. It changes everything. Because you have a vision. It's not just a perception of life. It's a vision, isn't it? See, and it says in the Bible, without a vision, the people perish. That's why people come into Christianity and they don't get to really knowing and loving the word of God, and that soon swerve away. Thank God that they're born again. Thank God for the seed that remaineth. Thank God, praise God, another son in glory. Hallelujah. But how sad that that son never grew up into everything that God intended for that life to be. Now, brothers and sisters, we'll wrap this up. They were called princes. Incredible stuff. And see, to be a prince, got to be a son. See, the princes are sons, right? Amen. Heirs. Isn't that wonderful? Let God just connect all those wonderful dots for you, how perfect his word is. But it's incredible, the royalty, the heirship. But again, to us, the exceeding great and precious promises. As we said even earlier, a better thing for us. And praise be to God in Revelation 5:10. It tells us that we have an offering to be kings unto God. Kings. That's why, again, heirs of God and joint heirs together with Jesus Christ. The king reigning. The king, praise God, hallelujah, company that will rule and reign jointly with Jesus Christ. I look at that. The Holy Spirit ministers that to me. And I have to tell you, it takes my breath away. I have to tell you, I look into the Word of God, and I do. I just shake my head like this, and then soon afterwards, I'm shaking my head like this. And I laugh, and I say, oh, Lord, you do love me. And this is for me, and you didn't just write this here. You wrote this here. It's mine, all is mine. I'm thanking God for the boldness. And I'll tell you, when I'm low, and I feel like I've been in this desert land and everything, and that rush, that breath, oh, it's the tender kisses of his mouth is what it is. And he breathes into me, and he says, oh, honey, come on now. You've waited a little bit and endured. I'm going to give you a little sugar now. Here we go. And boom! And it's all in the word of his grace. And it's wonderful because I rejoice with him. It's what God has prepared for them that love him. We talk about those that love his appearing. The company, praise God, is Paul. As he said, not unto me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. And see, the Lord hit on that a little earlier today. Do you love his appearing here today? Do you love the gathering that he's given you here today? See, you're not going to love his appearing at that time unless you love his appearing now. That's the truth. I could ask any Christian there is on this planet in the right mind, do you love the appearing of the Lord? Oh, yeah, I love the appearing of the Lord. But they don't know what that means. There's a meaning here in the love and the appearing. This is a Philadelphia company. This is the brotherly love company. This is the company that loves with the love of God. As it says, it just loves souls. I know by God's grace, I love you because of Christ in me loves your soul. Yes, amen. And not just to birth that soul, but for that soul to grow up into him in all things. I want you to win God's best. It's insatiable. I can't express it. I know that there's ones in here that share it. I want you to run well. I want you run to attain, to apprehend. By God's grace, to hit the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That we gather at a time that we are assembled, praise God, at a first trump rapture. That we're looking at each other right now. My goodness, we're just going to be looking at him and saying, oh Lord, you did it. You did it. You didn't let me miss this. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. We gathered. Hallelujah. And we encouraged ourselves the much the more in these things. Yes, we did. We didn't stop and get complacent. This isn't some pep rally. This is what it is. This is what this is. You can talk about all the fluff and nonsense you want to, but this is what it is, and it's about winning him. This is intense time. And yes, I love to come in here, and I love the intensity of the love of God. It don't need to be pumped up. It's the word of his grace, and it's infectious, and it will grow you up, and it'll change you from glory to glory. And you know what you'll be like? You'll be like him. You'll be seeing people look, oh my goodness, Mom, you look just like Jesus. Transparent one. I don't want to have to be walking around someday in heaven to have somebody thinking, my goodness, that must be Christ. You know what I'm saying. Sure. The testimony of the love of God. Brothers and sisters, it is beyond. Now, I'm going to leave you with something that I sure will just have you soaring. And he might even come this afternoon. Who knows? But I'll tell you what, brothers and sisters, there's an assembling for a final battle that's going to happen. Oh, yeah. It's so awesome. It's a gathering of the joint heirs. Remember, we've been talking about this. Those that will rule and reign jointly with him. This is an assembling and a gathering together. Let's go over to Revelation 19. See, we're not going to have church tonight, so I'll take a few more minutes. So, it didn't realize. But this is good. This is good, good. In Revelation chapter 19. And really, again, this is the reality of it all. See, all this that we're seeing right here, this is going to pass away. But the word of the Lord, It's coming. This is coming. Praise God. And coming so soon. But in the 19th chapter and verse 11, it says, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God." Now get this, praise the Lord, what an opening. You can see our Lord and Savior. Let me tell you something, it's cracking time. He's coming, hallelujah, and it's going to be finished up right now, and here we are, and the armies which were in heaven followed him. Now look at these armies and how they're dressed. You'd think, my goodness, they've got this armor and all these things. Let me tell you, they got the armor of armors here. Look what they got. "Followed him upon white horses." See, they're like him, aren't they? "Clothed in fine linen, white and clean." Go back to the 8th verse and you'll find the one that wears the fine linen, white and clean. The bride, the Lamb's wife. There she is, ruling and reigning with him. Praise God. I don't mind when sermons get to Bible studies and Bible studies. Who cares? Teach it, preach it. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, receive it. Let's grow a little more. Hallelujah, as we come together. Praise his name. Now, "And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, and with it he would smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of the Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings." Oh, there's kings, but then there's a King of Kings. "And Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun. And he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God." You talk about suppers. This is a supper. And let me tell you something. He's going to be so magnified in that supper too. Judgment. It's coming. "That ye may eat the flesh of the kings, and of the flesh of the captains, and the flesh of the mighty men, and the flesh of the horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of the men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army." Oh, what a gathering. And we know how that finishes up. It's called a lake of fire. Praise be to God, the end for them. Hallelujah. Now, brothers and sisters, here it is. I love a good gathering, don't you? Do you love a good gathering? I'll tell you what, if you love these good gatherings that he talks about here, you can't neglect the gatherings that he has for us appointed right now. You cannot. Matter of fact, in Hebrews 10:25, it says to assemble ourselves the much the more as we see the day approaching. And that day that it speaks of there is very clear. It's the day of the appearing of the Lord. It's the day of the Lord at the beginning of that day. And the last thing I would say in that, it's coming like a freight train. Coming like a freight train. And I got news as the Lord was preaching this to my heart. If you don't want to gather with them now, if you don't want to gather with them, the ones that love his appearing right now, you're not going to gather with them then. It'll be a gathering that you'll miss. And I pray God, Lord, help us to love your appearing. Amen. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you again for this word. Thank you, Lord, for again, your grace that makes us attentive to hear your word. Thank you, Lord, that again, you give us an ear to hear what the Spirit saith to the churches, because that's the will of God. Thank you, Lord, that we are your workmanship. Thank you, God, it is your grace. Thank you for every life here this morning. Lord, we know that your word never returns void. But God, help us to have a tender heart this morning. Don't just be another bump and run into the things of God. Lord, somehow, some way, God, convict. God, allow these lives to just submit and say, Lord Jesus, you're just too good. I got a little taste of that thirst, and praise God, I'll never thirst again. I know that that's the fountain I need. God, it's the bread of life. Hallelujah. Help me to have an insatiable appetite to go after the things of God. We just commit it to you. We know that you're the God of increase. We thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.